Welcome to InvestKL Conversations. I'm your host, Hui Min, and this is the third episode of Driving Sustainable Business in Greater Kuala Lumpur. Today, we'll be speaking to Malini Sentinathan, Associate Director of Financial Assurance and Technology for Alcon. With extensive experience in various financial roles, controls and compliance, and ESG reporting throughout her career, she is currently working on growing Alcon's foundation on sustainability agenda. How does the business of eye care contribute to making an impact in people's lives? How are they championing the sustainability agenda? Let's find out more from her.
So, about Alcon, we have been the global leader dedicated in helping people see brilliantly. We have about over 75 years of heritage, mainly in the business of surgical as well as vision care. Now, as quoted by our CEO, David Endicott, our success depends on maintaining the trust of our stakeholders, but no amount of progress can come at the expense of our company values and integrity. We hold strongly on this quote because every interactions, trainings, and productions that we are involved in, it all gets back to a patient's health, right? In terms of their eyesight, in terms of their capability to see things brilliantly. So we really can't compromise our values just to achieve a certain product or enhance the process, but do them with thinking patients first and with full of integrity. Now, based on this, I'm just going to go through a little bit on our social impact sustainability journey. Of course, we aspire to improve lives, right? To strengthen the community and also create long-term values with innovation to inspire good sight, eyesight. So our strategy to enable community access on critical eye care services so everyone can see brilliantly. With this, we are focused on three main pillars. That's our strategy, which talks about brilliant lives, brilliant innovation, and brilliant planet. So what are our goals on this journey, right? By 2025, our objective is to improve vision for about 5 million people who are affected with untreated cataract conditions in low and middle income countries. And by 2030, we would want to become carbon neutral, access in global operations for scope 1 and scope 2 emissions. And we also like to divert 100% of the non-hazardous waste generated at the manufacturing sites, distribution centers from landfill. So those are our bigger goals. And what have we done so far to achieve this?
Tell us more about the three pillars you mentioned.
So I'll start talking about the first pillar that I mentioned earlier on brilliant lives. As of last year, if you would have seen our social impact sustainability reporting that has been published, as of last year, we have actually trained about 580 physicians to perform about 1.6 million cataract procedures across the globe. We also have the Alcon Care program, which has donated about 25 million of their product and equipment to the trained surgeons across the globe. We have also screened about more than 100,000 children under the low-income and underprivileged countries to give them thousands of pairs of free glasses, and also those that require further surgical needs. We have done referrals to the organization to support with those surgical needs. So these are some of the efforts that we have put in as of last year to have a brilliant live focus area on. Now, speaking of this, it also includes innovation to some level, right? So that's our next pillar on the brilliant innovation. We have invested about over 700 million on research and developments as of last year, out of which our sustainability scorecard has been embedded in also in the development of our processes and in old or new products across the globe. So that is actually helping us measure where we are today and what do we need to do to improve further for the future. All right, so the scorecard is really helping the business operations to assess themselves and progress for the betterment. And on the third pillar, which is our brilliant planet, Alcon has achieved a landfill diversion rate from manufacturing sites approximately 95% to date. We have completed about 37 energy saving projects, and we have resulted in estimated energy savings of about empowering 1,665 homes for a whole year. So that's the energy level savings that we have seen so far from as of last year. And also through partnership with Plastic Bank, we have helped remove about over 32 million plastic bottles. All right. In Malaysia, our plant is located in Johor Bahru. As of last year, we have installed about 8,700 solar modules on the roof of the manufacturing sites. Our manufacturing site is about 32 acres big, and we have installed this. And this is going to generate a great level of renewable energy per year, like displacing over 2,400 tons of CO2 based on the Malaysian electricity grid. Also from our AGS, where the back office on the finance and other functions in Malaysia, we have gone with the paperless initiatives to produce e-invoicing, e-claims, and also from e-signature perspective. So adopting like e-signature, you do not need to print hard copy, sign on it, scan on it, and then, you know, make it available. So we had those quick wins to get rid of these manual processes and to also have a paperless organization per se.
What about the S in ESG? Tell us more about your initiatives in the social space.
From a social bits, we have established a couple of policies to support a healthy work-life balance in the company. Some parental needs, some work-life balance and hybrid models that's been introduced to the associates. Also, from a gender equality perspective, we have about 68% of women who are actually holding some vital roles in the organization. And also, this includes some level of development and upskilling the employees through training providers via HR development funds, HRDF. And finally, on the governance piece, so Alcon has set up this ESG assurance function within the organization. So I represent that function as well from a global perspective. So what we do typically here is a bit of a research and developments in the sense of what are the standards, the regulations, which is applicable to our industry that we can already adopt. So we are still working on it. There's too many in the Europe. TCFD is one of the key regulation that we look at. And also from an SEC perspective in the United States. So we have a team of five of us who are actually looking at this globally to set up a proper regulation requirement and a governance structure to it. We have controls to address those needs. Now, together with those regulations that we're talking about from a governance space, we also are moving in the direction of implementing work tool that is more from a data collection management perspective. So we have a transparent reporting and validations that you have prior to even publishing anything in our social impact sustainability report. We have progressed quite a bit in the last 3 to 5 years, I would say, and it's just growing. It's more a lot of intensive efforts has been put in for the upcoming year and also to grow bigger within the ESG assurance piece in the organization.
Thank you once again for listening in. Tune in to our next episode of InvestKL Conversations.